This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You've heard us talk about David Femeninio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
We are going to start with the JMO stuff, and then, listen, I'm going to offer a trigger warning. That seems to be a popular thing for many people today who get triggered by certain things. You know, you watch a movie or a song, or I'm going to bring up Max Crosby later, so if you get triggered by that, you'll have 5 seconds to turn the channel. But we have an update on Max Crosby, a report. All of it's grain of salt. All of it has maybe a 10% shot, but I am not giving up. I am DiCaprio. I will freeze to death on that board while Max Crosby is Rose and he floats along. I'm hanging on to that damn board until or unless there's a flat no or they bring in someone else. So we're going to do that later. Rico, right. I want to start. I want your thoughts on JMO before I give you mine. And just a warning, my thoughts may surprise you. But where are you at when you heard about JMO getting suspended? 2 games, PEDs. It's the lowest rung of the PED suspensions. Give me your initial reaction.
My initial reaction, Mike, was I was just so disappointed. It's if anybody, I didn't want to see it was him. I really thought JMO had turned the corner. I thought that JMO was, you know, the foolishness and the stupid things were out of his system. And now he was going to become a part of this team. You saw how the team was using him. I thought he was going to be a weapon. I didn't think that we would see this again, that in 2 consecutive years, he's going to miss some games. He's going to miss about 10% of the season over something that we don't know exactly what it is yet. But JMO's come out and said, you know what? I just got to own it. I got to just sit this one out. So I'm disappointed. I really am, because I thought he had turned the page. And maybe I just gave JMO too much credit.
Okay. I mean, I guess for me is I didn't have much of a reaction. First of all, with it being the 2-game variety, I said, okay, well, the Titans is Rico's BOGO. It hurts him in Lambeau. I think my perspective, Rico, and this is, guys, I don't know if you're going to vibe with this at all. I had no plans on re-signing JMO anyways.
Oh.
So there is a 0% shot I'm handing him $25 million a year. You're not going to pay Amon-Ra the way you're paying him. Almost certainly pay Sam Laporta. Have the highest paid tackle in football. You know, have the two running backs. I just view it as, you've made my decision easier down the line, and I don't really have to worry about it. Now, I'm not being nonchalant. I'm not saying I'm happy it happened. I'm not saying, like, I'm not bummed out a little. I guess for me is, in the big picture, he's not missing 4 or 6. He's really only missing 1, because if he can't beat the Titans without him, well, then God help you.
Fair.
Am I crazy to feel that way?
No, actually, you took it to another level, Mike. I guess I was just looking at the here and now, short term, of, seriously, of all people, why is it always you? Why do we have to hear you're doing this? But yeah, you're right. Think about it. Lions are just handing out checks left and right. Like, it's the Oprah show. Right. Like, here you go. And we're taking care of you. And there you go. And there you go.
Right.
You get a car and you get a car. And yeah, you wondered, okay, at some point, they're just going to say, yeah, we're not going to re-sign this person. I didn't think about it like that, but you're correct. J-Mo's making it very easy. Yeah, we know who's not going to get the birthday party invitation. It's going to be you, son, because every year we have to wonder, what are you going to do this time? So for everybody who said, oh, well, you know, he's learned his lesson, did he? Because we're back to him being suspended again.
Right. And look, I'm not painting him as a bad guy. I just think reliability is a skill. Clearly, I don't have all the details on what triggered this. You know, there's a certain classification of PED that will net you 2 or 6. He's on the low end. And I just kind of look at it. Look, man, I have him all of next year. And I have a club option for 26. So here's what we're going to do. I got a 3-year window to win with you. Because in 2027, you're not a part of this team. I'm not making a $125 million commitment to a guy who twice now, because he can't read a label or can't read his own contract or rules, gets popped. But he's electric, and he helps us, and he stretches the field. But is J-Mo necessity, Rico, or is J-Mo more, I don't want to demean him by saying toy, but he's a luxury. Necessity or luxury, I think J-Mo is far more luxury. Is that fair?
No, it is fair. It's a conversation that David and I have had pretty much for the last couple of months talking about wide receivers. And I've said, I've held fast, wide receivers are a luxury item. There are a few, kind of like running backs, that if you get one, you keep it forever. But other than that, they are a little bit disposable, that you can find somebody new, because there's always going to be some kid coming out of college. I mean, I look at Xavier Worthy and what he's doing for Kansas City. Yeah, he's kind of doing the same thing that J-Mo does, which means that next year there'll be somebody in the draft who could do the same thing. So it is a luxury piece. It is not essential.
Rico, we don't need anybody in the next 3 years. Think about it. Picking up his 5th-year option is basic. J-Mo's lost the right to earn the contract that, say, a Brian Branch is on his way to earning, or certainly an Aiden Hutchinson, right? Mm-hmm. So to me, look, he's under contract. Yeah. He makes no money. I think his cap hit is $4 million. Next year, same thing. And then age 25 season, I'm going to pick up the club option if he's still, you know, productive and good. But all this does for me is I'm bummed out. I'm missing one real game. I'll be more salty about it if they lose to Green Bay. But you've shown me who you are.
Yeah.
And I can't trust you.
And here's the other thing, Mike. If you think about it, in that time frame, by the time you're done with J-Mo, you know what receivers are going to be coming out of college probably after their third season? A couple good ones. One at Ohio State, one at Alabama. Heck, could be one at MSU if he stays there. But there'll be receivers in that time frame that you could say, you know what? I'm just going to draft this guy and move forward.
Yeah, I don't worry about it. I just don't. There's weapons everywhere. But I'd like to hear from the people. But if you were tuning in to hear yelling and screaming or slander, I'm done with it. I don't think this is the biggest thing. He's come back and been productive. I don't have the details. I'll say it again to you. I don't want to crucify the kid if he took creatine and got popped or something. Like, let me see what happens. But it's 2 games, not 4, not 6, not the season. It's not the Will Fuller package. I'm just disappointed, but they're going to beat the Titans without him. And the Green Bay game, you know, yes, it'll make it a little tougher. But he's got to answer to the 52 other guys in the room.
Yeah.
He don't have to answer to me. But I just think from a front office standpoint, hey, man, okay. Hope you're happy with your current deal, because that's the one you're going to live with now.
Well, it's funny that you say that, Mike, because even today when you had like Dan Campbell on with the morning show, and if you missed that interview, Odyssey Rewind.
Oh, good promotion. Good promotion.
Thank you. But you put Dan Campbell in an awkward situation where he's like, I know you, we want to talk about it, but I can't because the league hasn't put anything down. And here it is. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I can't, there again, I can't really say anything about it until the league gives judgment and it comes out on their end. I'm not supposed to really comment on it. All I can tell you is we're prepared to not have him, and we'll be fine. That's why we got Leaf and Saint and Laporta and TP and Allen Robinson, among other things, with Dave Montgomery, Gibbs. So we'll be fine. We'll move on. When this thing comes down, if it does, when it comes down, we'll be fine.
And that's Dan Campbell on the morning show. You will be fine, but here's the problem. Like I said, yeah, against Tennessee, you don't need him. But against Green Bay, he streaks down the field. He goes deep. He's commanding attention. You either got to have a safety back there because you don't want to get beat deep. I don't know if you have another player that commands that type of respect that
yes,
J-Mo does.
Do. Yes, you do. And I'm going to tell you who it is next.
Yes!
That is like a morning cup of coffee. You start your day with a radio tease. No, I seriously do, and I have data to back it up. I want to know. I want to sell you this pen, and I want to tell you another reason why I'm not concerned with it. I'm disappointed with J-Mo, but I'm not concerned with it. Is it okay? I'm going to try to sell you a pen next.
Okay.
We'll get to it.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're just getting started here on a Tuesday. I do have a Max Crosby update. I will offer you a trigger warning. I don't want to see anyone upset. We'll get to it. But Rico, I want to sell you this pen. And people, here's my question. Now, I understand a 15-minute Tobias Harris interview leading into us. Maybe some of you are just, you know, kind of like waking up from that. My point
Stop
is
it.
The J-Mo thing, I'm surprised at a lack of people who want to talk about it. And I know, Rico and I were not bombastic about it in any way. I think when someone tells you who they are, you listen. Mm-hmm. And J-Mo's both talented but immature. Now, he has to explain himself to the guys in the room. I need more details on what exactly he took. But overall, I don't have to pay this guy. And that's my takeaway from it. You're not a part of my future past the 2026 season. I'm going to let you play out your rookie deal. I'm going to pick up your club option. And then you're going to be somebody else's handful. You're going to be someone else's problem. But I'm going to use you for what you got. Breakaway speed, electricity, a physicality in the run game blocking, but you're not going to get $100 million from me. That was my takeaway from it. They're going to beat Tennessee, and then the grit. Now, again, if they lose the Green Bay game and the passing game gets neutered, or God forbid, Amon-Ra rolls an ankle and you go, damn you, J-Mo, damn you. Well, we reserve the right to go, hey, it was a bigger deal. But they've won without him. What did he have, like 5 yards receiving against Minnesota?
Four.
So let's just see, so Rico, I want to sell you this pen.
Okay.
Here's another reason I didn't freak out about this. What if I told you, cue up that ESPN 30 for 30.
Okay.
If you had a receiver on the team that had graded out with a 91.4 Pro Football Focus grade the last 2 weeks, good for second amongst all wide receivers. A guy who, when targeted, produces a 155.6 passer rating, sixth best in all of football. A guy who's produced in the last two games 72 yards after catch. They call that yak, Rico. Mm-hmm. Yak. Sixth in the sport. 4.87 yards per route run. Fifth in the sport. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Is that the slot merchant?
No.
No.
It's the guy who's going to take J-Mo's gig. I give you Khalif Raymond. The last 2 weeks, Khalif has lit the league on fire. And you and I talked yesterday about Jared looking for him on a couple critical third downs. Khalif Raymond could be that guy, right?
Yes, but is Khalif going to be that deep threat that J-Mo is? Or,
yes.
Or, you know, when you do the little wide receiver jet sweep, when you put J-Mo in motion, he commands that attention. Can Raymond do that?
Yes. I've always considered Khalif a deep ball guy. I've always considered him, you know, a speed merchant. Slot merchant, speed merchant. Now, I think for two games, you'd be okay. We talk about it all the time, right? Like, you lose Hutch, you're all right for a game or two, right? Mm-hmm. It's the long haul, you're going to feel it. Well, with this, you'd be all right for a game or two. And Khalif's playing high-level football. I just wanted to offer it to the people that, look, first of all, when Dan Campbell brought up on the morning show Allen Robinson, I almost crashed my vehicle.
I thought that's where you were going, and I'm like, man, you know what? You have truly turned a page here. Like,
I'd rather start Kennicott.
If Mike says Allen Robinson.
No, Kenny, in shorts.
Is it Orchard Lake St. Mary's own?
No, He hasn't been good since Orchard Lake St. Mary's. No, I'm out. But I just thought the Khalif thing was interesting. Now, before we do anything else, David, you sounded disgusted when I talked to you. I'm going to get to the people, but where are you at with this?
I'm done with him.
And you know what? And hold on, David, before you finish, Mike, I want to say this. Here's something else that I want to add to how I felt about this whole JMO thing. You lost the benefit of the doubt last year.
Yeah, that's fair.
Last year, okay, maybe you didn't know the rules, and okay, it's a stupid rule, and you get the benefit of the doubt. You no longer have that because you did it again. You did something else. So that's why I'm disappointed. Of all people, it was you. You should have known. You should have done better. Because you know what? Sometimes when you screw up, you actually got to go above and beyond for penance to show, hey, guys, I really am sorry. You know what? I'm going to buy the whole office a box of donuts or do whatever to show you how sorry I am. Not, oh, wait. Was that not allowed either? No, J-Mo, it wasn't. Go ahead, Dave.
And that's why I'm done with him. Because right now, this offense is smooth. They're running efficiently. Jared Goff is looking the way he's looking. And part of that could be because of what he's bringing to the offense, whether he's getting the ball or whether he's bringing defenders his way because of his deep threat. And now you're going, I know it's two games, but now that changes things. That changes the weapons that are out there for Jared Goff. It may change the way he looks for his targets out there. And when I say I'm done with him, I mean, okay, sure, you'll have him the rest of this season. But in the offseason, you look for his replacement, you may ship him somewhere else.
Yeah, but hold on, fellas, feel free if you want to challenge me on this. I don't have to do anything with J-Mo.
No, you don't.
You don't.
I don't have to get. I'm not talking about getting rid of him. I'm just saying, I don't need to go to the table with you. I don't need to extend you. Here's the contract you're going to work on. And when you can show me that you can put back-to-back seasons of nothing off the field, we'll revisit. But in the here and now, take your two-week break. And you've got apologies around that locker room. But other than that, guys, I guess I was just out of emotion on it.
No,
I'm done.
You're right. It's just, how can you ever trust that guy again? Yes, well, he has to rebuild it. He has to talk to these guys in the locker room. But that's tough to rebuild that trust all over again.
I think there's an element of that. And maybe I'm being a little flippant. I you know what, David? You might end up being right. I think part of it is without having the details, the information, maybe for some of you it doesn't matter. You know, I know Mr. Matter of Fact, James Anthony Costa. By the way, you can buy the Jim Costa Mr. Matter of Fact costume at Halloween World all over Metro Detroit. Mr. Matter of Fact, you're going to be the hit of the party. But Jim,
Spirit
Jim
USA. Was,
yeah. But it's, dude, he was just with John. Rules are rules, damn it. And I'm like, okay, yes, they are. And I understand that. I'm just saying it's not like I don't have to get upset about everything. The gambling thing upset me because it was beyond the pale. You were working yourself back from an injury, and you did something that was just incredibly dumb.
Mm-hmm.
This is, all right, what did you take? How did it happen? And at least you've come back from the injury, and you have shown us legitimate performance. We are always, think about this, Rico, we are always more forgiving with players who can actually, you know, play.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guilty. J-Mo has shown enough ability that I am willing to put up with a little bit more. Versus, dude, you've been a zero for two seasons. Why are you doing this to us? So, yeah, maybe I'm softening in my old age. I don't know.
You are a little ticket. Bit.
Maybe. It's possible.
Because for me, hold on, Mike. It's not even just, it's the fact of, man, the repeat offense of, like, why are you back in the office again? I thought we went over this last time. It's not what you just did. It's the fact that it is now becoming a habit forming. This is starting to show me that this is just who you are, that every year I can expect you to do something stupid. Just when I think, okay, turn the page, wait, you haven't. Go ahead, Dave.
Man, I could say something here, but it's too early in the week to get in trouble. I'll just move on. David,
say
can
it.
We get tickets? Nope. Nope. I'm sure there'll be ample opportunities. David, ticket text, then we'll get to the callers.
One more thing on J-Mo. We don't have time for the silliness. We're trying to win a championship. Time to put him on a short leash. That is Elmer in California. Someone else says, you still will sign him. I will sign him because he's too talented. But now you get him on a discount. That's what.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Because here's the thing. First of all, when I brought up just not signing him, I was making a point. We get lost in the contracts. We get lost in the idea of how much time do we actually have. The point is the Lions have beat the market on a lot of players, right? Signing their own early, right? You don't have to do that with everyone. And now J-Mo has lost the right. It could, for me, hell, Brad Holmes could come out tomorrow and sign the guy, and you guys will all line up and agree with it because Brad does no wrong in your world. The point is, for me, we're in the opinion business. If I were Brad, oh, no, there's nothing to talk about. I have you under team control through 2026. You hate to see it. You don't like it? Go to your union rep.
You're so right. You're so right.
Yeah, it's just kind of where I'm at with it. And I'm cool. We'll beat the Titans. And again, you know what, fellas? Maybe I'm also being nonchalant. If this had happened in December in the stretch drive, I think I'd be a little more sensitive to it. I don't know. Or maybe I'm just crazy and stupid. Perfect blend. David, go ahead.
I get Charles Rogers vibes with J-Mo. So much talent just being wasted with stupid stuff. The Raiders.
There's an element of that. Mm-hmm. Just immaturity. I think Chuck was super immature. But I don't want to put that label on this kid yet. I don't want to do that.
Jason from Carlton says, J-Mo has become everything the Lions avoid when looking to add a player, and that is a distraction.
Okay. I'm going to be interested to see what he has to say after this is done in 2 weeks. The league will make their official announcement. I want to see what this is about, okay? You know, if the guy had like a protein bar with a substance that's not supposed to be in there, it's a different conversation than a dude who's straight up on gear. You know, it's just different, man. You know, it's not like this guy's going to get 2 games for being Jose Canseco. That's not the PEDs we're talking about. So I treat it a little lighter, I guess.
I get that, Mike. But once again, I feel like we keep making allowances for him. Well, you know, maybe it was this. And I feel like we're Wojo and the what about? And what if it was this? And well, what about this? And what about that? And it's like, or maybe you just step up and do what you're supposed to do. Like, we don't hear this from everybody else. So
nope, that's fair. That's fair.
Like, what? Like, you're special, but you're not that special.
No, and my point is we can win without him. I've always believed that, don't you?
Yeah.
It's always been a conversation of J-Mo's abilities might unlock something new. And in that sense, watching this offense hum the way they have the last 4 weeks, yeah, I'm annoyed. Of course I'm annoyed, but like...
But see, I'm upset because I do think that J-Mo is one of the reasons why you are that Super Bowl caliber team, because now it's a whole, it's a brand new element that you have to watch for, like whether it's the jet sweep, whether it's the deep passes, because you know about St. Brown, you know about LaPorta, you know about Gibbs and Montgomery and all this stuff, and now you can throw a deep too? Oh my goodness.
Now featuring Deep Goff.
Right.
248-539-9797. We're going to get your phone calls next. We got Big Ten Power Ranks, major moves in Rico land. We're going to talk about all of it. 97.1. Also had an interesting nugget in there about Brad Holmes coming to him about trade targets. I don't want to trigger anyone, so we'll do that at 3 o'clock. But we're talking J-Mo. I'm not upset by it. I don't have it in me to be upset. I just think it's simple. It's a guy who I never planned on re-signing anyways. I've got a couple more years with you. We'll use you for all you got, and then we're going to let you be somebody else's problem. And obviously, if another problem persisted, my opinion would change. But this is 2 games. It's for PEDs. It's the low-level variety. And it's not like the dude was on a bender in Miami. I'm just not going to yell and scream about it. And I'm not going to slander him. I just think he's immature. And it's the coach's and locker room's job to figure it out. But hopefully he comes back to work in 2 weeks ready to rock. And I hope they don't drop the game in Lambeau where we're left going, damn, we really needed a deep threat. Let's go to the people, see what everybody's got to say about it. We'll go to Dave, 97.1. What's up, David?
Hey, thanks, fellas, for taking my call.
Sir.
Love
hey,
the
Dave.
Show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I agree with you 100%, Mike. I think you know, we can't, the Lions can't in one hand say that we don't just need guys, we need the right guys, we need good guys, and then allow this stuff to happen and hand him what could be $20 million a year on that second contract and run the risk of him not being there when we need him. I mean, the guy, this is about growing up. You know, the guy's already been suspended once. When are you going to grow up? That clip you played from Dan Campbell on the morning show, he sounds exasperated with it. He sounds like he's done with it, to be honest with you. And you know what? Maybe throw him into the trade conversation now to look for another edge rusher. Maybe that helps us in a small way.
No. Now, Dave, I'll tell you why I'm not doing that. Rico, maybe you agree with Dave. I don't know. The reason I'm not doing it is I have J-Mo under contract, and I essentially pay him in beer money. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving him away. He plays a valuable role for this team. Now, not wanting to jettison him like Napoleon, you know, that's different than saying, hey, I'm just not going to enter long-term negotiations with you. I'm just going to use up your 5 years, use your fifth-year option, and you can go to free agency. I'll take a compensatory pick. Have a good day. And that's 3 years away, guys.
Yeah. No. I agree with that. And, you know, points for you for the Napoleon historical reset.
We're on the island of Crete.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Joe, 97.1. Joe, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Mike and Rico?
Hey, Joe.
I completely agree with you, Mike. I think that we just let this contract ride itself out, and then we let him walk if he wants to walk or if he wants to demand a higher salary. You know, I don't know if you guys play Madden at all. This is related, but not. The guy, if you play a few seasons of franchise on Madden, in a few years from now, he's like a 99. Like, the dude has so much potential, so much speed. I mean, he could just be that it for us, but he's just so immature when it comes to these decisions. And, you know, like, I caught the thing you said last year about him and Sidney Deuce being the only guys not afraid to go into the neighborhoods with everybody and stuff like that. And I'm like, dude, your priorities are just in the wrong spot. I think, you know, it should be focused on football, and everything else is just, I don't need to hear anything other than him catching footballs from this point going forward.
Yes, I would agree with you there. And look, I'm not going crazy about some of the other stuff. I'm with you in that there's a pattern, right? Now, he had done a really nice job cleaning it up. He had been about the work. He hadn't done anything silly. I was good. Now it's just another silly. And it's like, okay, I don't need to be angry about it. And again, I want to say in fairness, I don't have all the details. Mm-hmm. Clearly he violated the conduct code for PEDs. If this was the six game variety, I would be much more upset. Because then there's a level of nefarious to that. This sounds like another one of these innocent mistakes where you're not sharp and you're not mature. But yeah, at least I know. And by the way, Napoleon was exiled on the island of St. Helena. I'd like to apologize if we have anyone from Corsica or Crete. St. Helena.
Yeah, back to J-Mo. I look at this as it's not the two-game suspension. It's the trust factor. It's now I find myself just lowering the bar for you and just hoping that, you know what, you're going to disappoint me, so I'm going to keep lowering the bar until I finally hit that spot where you just don't disappoint me anymore. And I find that just sad because you're so talented. And the caller who mentioned, or the ticket texter who mentioned the Charles Rogers thing, that, you know what, maybe it is teetering that way where I remember it was like one thing, then it was another thing, and then it was injuries, and it was this. And after a while, it was just like, how much can you count on this man? Can this man actually play for you for an entire 17-game season without something happening? Now, if he gets injured, that's not on him. But this is another time where you're missing time because of something that you've done. I don't know what it is, but apparently the league thought it was enough to say, you're going to miss two games.
248-539-9797. We'll get more of the people in the mix. I tell you what, let me do this. Let's get Greg. He'll get the last word on this. We'll get into a power rank. Greg, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, how you going, man? I don't know. I just call this thing a two-week injury, all right? What are you going to do? I mean, what's the difference? The guy gets injured for 2 weeks or he's out for 2 weeks?
I mean, I think it's a little different because an injury, Greg, is really nothing you had control over. You know, life happened. This is something you had control over. So that's why I can't say, well, it's just 2 weeks. It's not. This is becoming a habit.
Well, we've all had a couple of habits, but I don't know.
But Greg, why is it just him with the habit?
Keep his nose clean till he gets to the Super Bowl. We're okay, don't you think?
I'm Greg. I'm with you. I'm not going to make it an injury because an injury is something you did at work. This is something you did outside of work. I'm not bent out of shape.
Well, I think this is probably better than having an injury then.
Okay. I don't know where we're going. Rico, I can't. It's sunny. It's nice out. I don't know where we're going.
It's okay. And, you know, he's young and he does things and young people do that. It's like, okay, then why isn't the rest of the team doing this? This is one of the youngest teams in the NFL. Why aren't everybody else doing this? Why don't we hear Jahmyr Gibbs? Why don't we hear all the other names? Penei Sewell. No, we don't hear this. We hear it from him. And you know what? Last year, everybody said we were too hard on him. Okay, maybe we were. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. He'll turn his life around. He'll do better. And here we are last night. We get the news. And it's just like, please don't let it be J-Mo. Please don't let it be. And it's J-Mo.
Okay. Yeah, and again, I don't think I could have handled it any calmer. So I don't know. Whatever. 248-539-9797. We got to get to the power rank because there are just movers and shakers everywhere. There's sure to be slander as well. All right, let's get to it. Big weekend of football in the Big Ten. Rico, on a week-to-week basis, remember, don't get all crazy. This is week-to-week. I don't care what you did in early September. It is time for the power rank.
Yes, Mike. Are you ready for the Big Ten power ranking?
Yes, this is mover and shaker edition in this conference. Huge week this past week.
It is, and this is, you know what? Let's just go with the teams that are not going to be there. We can say it's a safe bet that Purdue's not going to be there.
We can just also morbid, lifeless coaches got to get whacked at the end of the year. Next.
We can safely say that Rutgers is not going to be there.
What a bunch of bums. To lose to UCLA cross country on a 9 a.m. kick. UCLA hadn't scored 20 in a game. They gave up 21 in the half and 500 yards of offense to Ethan Garbers. Go to hell.
Northwestern, not going to make
Trash.
It. Building a cool new stadium, but you're not here.
Don't care. Kick them out of the conference. Next.
And joining the bottom of the bottom this week, USC. I'm tired of making excuses for this team. This team's just not good anymore. They find ways to lose.
Losing is terminal. You just nailed it. It's like same old Spartans. It's same old Trojans.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, agree.
But there is a team that did make the top 14. Shout out to UCLA getting it done. The Bruins coming in at 14.
You have to give them their flowers. The travel schedule is brutal. They've played one of the most difficult schedules in America, and they showed up at Rutgers homecoming and burnt the building down. I have to allow it, as gross as they are. Someone should let Deshaun Foster know they won the game. I'm not sure he's aware.
At 13, Mike, it gets to the point. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Deshaun.
I'd
go to war for that man.
Yeah. Maybe a pinochle. That's about it. At 13... you're 8 weeks into the season. You still don't know who your quarterback is. We're now riding a two-game losing streak, and the rest of your season's not looking good. I got the University of Michigan at 13.
David, I'll welcome you in if you think he's slandering, but I'm not going to fight him. 7 points off a bye week against a bad Illinois team dressed in pajamas. You don't know who your quarterback is. You don't do anything well. You don't look talented. The metrics say you are an atrocity, and frankly, the further we get away, yeah, I'm going to take could have lost to USC, should have lost, could have lost to Minnesota, should have lost. That's what it looks like, and it looks like you're going to lose to Michigan State. I'm going to allow this, but David, you're the Wolverine fan. Is he slandering, or is he a truth teller?
No, this is a truth teller here. You are being fair here. I was thinking out, but because the rest of the Big Ten is so bad, you got to give them another week to see what they do, either move up or get out of the ranking. I like it.
I mean, David, yeah. At number 12, well, you know what? Because you did put a bullet in USC, Let's give it to the University of Maryland. Way to go. We like turtles on this show.
I like turtles. Mike Locksley's still an idiot. That's all I'll tell you. Passes up a field goal on 4th and 5. I don't know what you're doing. Going for 2 when you're down 14. Take the metrics and blow it out your ass. But you know what? They got it done. And shout out Billy Edwards. Great celebration with an alley-oop dunk basket combination with your running back. Good for you. I like turtles.
We all like turtles, son. At number, where are we at? At number 11, a team that they fluctuate so much, but I'm going to go with the University of Washington. I think they were on the bye last week, so didn't really have a chance to improve themselves, but sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. I mean, they got destroyed by Iowa, but then they went out there and destroyed Michigan.
Right. Here's the deal. I think this week tells the tale. They're going to travel to Indiana. All right. You've got a game day is there. Curtis Rourke is out. Thumb surgery.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Washington spot. I think if they play well and or win here, it'll absolutely give you an idea of what they are. If they lose this game, I want them dead last.
And here's a team that, speaking of Washington, they destroyed Washington. They looked like they were about to be back. They could pass the ball. Whee! Fun play. Touchdown play. But then they walked into East Lansing, and I have no idea what that Iowa team was. I got at number 10, the University of Iowa.
I'm not mad at it. I think a lot of times we got to take the team's best performance and worst and throw them both in the garbage can, and the rest of your performances is what you are. I think Iowa's a lot better than what they showed Saturday. That was a tough spot for them. All, you know, MSU off a bye at night at home, and you played Ohio State. So, yeah, I'm good with that.
At number 9, this was a team that I thought was maybe good, but could be teetering on fraudulent. We will have to wait and see. I'm gonna give it another week, but I have the University of Nebraska. They got throttled on the road at Indiana. But maybe Indiana will just do that to teams, and maybe Nebraska's not that bad.
Yeah, but time out. Rico, no disrespect, but there's only two teams in this conference you're allowed to lose 56-10 to. It's Oregon and Ohio State. We cannot make my man Cignetti in Indiana Alabama here. I mean, that was a disgraceful performance by Matt Rhule.
But see, I'm going to say
now,
this, Mike.
I'm fine if you want to leave him here, but good gravy.
But see, here's the thing. This is a week-to-week thing, and Alabama has history. Indiana doesn't. But right now, right here, right now, Indiana played Alabama. Who's cashed a ticket putting their money on? Exactly. Indiana. We move on. At number 8, shout out to the Barber College. Let's go with the University of Minnesota.
Oh, it's so gross. So gross. David, are you okay with this? I am not okay with this, man.
Come on. It can't be number 8.
I mean, Minnesota on the bye. Their last, they defeated UCLA on the road. They went out to the West Coast, David, and did something that a lot of teams cannot do. They're at 8.
Giving them credit for not playing.
Hey, sometimes you win by not playing. At number 7, took the bye week, turned things around, and it's not the greatest Big Ten. I have Michigan State University.
You know what? For 1 week, I'm going to let you feel good about yourself. I'm not even mad at it. And reality is, how many teams in this conference, if MSU plays the way they played Saturday, how many teams can't they beat? All right, you can't beat Penn State. You can't beat Ohio State. You can't beat Oregon. Well, that's no sin. If I put them on a neutral field right now against Illinois, can you beat them? Well, yeah. Will you? Coin flip.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at. If they're going to play this way, they can beat a lot of teams. But if they lose to Michigan, I don't want them in the top 12. I don't want to look at them.
Okay.
They disgust me.
At number 6, Mike, because they've been just kind of really good beating up on bad teams, I got Wisconsin. They've knocked off some bad teams. They beat Rutgers. They beat Purdue. But, you know, they're getting it. And then they beat Northwestern. And then their coach, strength and conditioning coach, jumped in the water.
I wouldn't have them this high. But they're doing it with a backup quarterback. They're doing it quietly. And they didn't just beat Northwestern. They dropped a bomb on them. So, yeah, I'm good with it. I'm not going to freak out. And right now, like, if I put State against Wisconsin, kind of the same team.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
At number 5, Illinois with the red Grange leather helmets and the uniforms. I got Illinois victory over Michigan, sitting there at 5.
Yep, feels right. And that shows you how bad the Big Ten is. But it feels right. There's just such a huge gap between the top three and the rest. But yes, Illinois best of the rest. Go ahead, who's 4?
At number 4, they had a bye week, did not play. I have Ohio State at 4. Still question whether Will Howard is him or not.
I can give you the answer. He's not. After much research, he's not.
At number 3, let's go out to Happy Valley. They're not happy right now because they found out they got to play Ohio State at noon. They wanted the night game. They wanted to do the whiteout. And they found out that Fox said, no, you're going to play at noon. I got Penn State.
I'm good with it. I mean, I don't think they're any good. I just don't. Haven't really played anybody I care about. Haven't played passing attacks I respect. And should have lost to USC. But there they are. And you have limited selections in this conference, so good with it.
At number 2, game day will be there.
Yes.
I think Mike Valeni will be the guest picker this. Give me Indiana at 2.
Now, here's your thing. Savor the flavor, because without Curtis Rourke, I have no idea what that offense is going to look like. You know, they have lost a very experienced 6 or 7 year vet at QB. Rico, this could be short-lived. It wouldn't shock me if they lost to UW this weekend, so we got to keep an eye. But for this week,
yes,
it is Indiana's moment in the sun.
He has thumb surgery on his throwing hand. They said he could possibly maybe be ready in 2 weeks for Michigan State, but they're going to take it day-to-day.
He should take his time and be back in 3.
And that's what I told David. You know what? Take the full 21 days, and then whoever you play in that next game after Michigan State, you'll be ready.
They play Michigan after State, don't they?
I did not know that.
You hate to see it. Yeah. Number 1 is Oregon.
Number 1 is Oregon. They're just playing a different type of football right now.
Yeah, two words, Nike money. You're just seeing it all over the field, and they were flat as a pancake Friday night, Rico, and they won a casual 35-0.
Yeah, that was called an open scrimmage. That was, let's try some new plays. Nobody gets hurt because there's no way we're losing this game.
Yep, business decision. The thing I like with them, the D-line's coming along.
Yeah.
You're starting to see what they paid for.
Yeah.
No slander.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.